You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day on the first day of a new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow, and tonight I'm talking to Nick Kunzer from Sandlam Private Wealth. A little bit of risk off here, and I know we're fixating on this, and I know people are going to get bored of it, but we will be proved right. The US 10-year bond yield is now 113 and a bit, 1.131 as I speak, another 2.3% move, and this trade is now starting to unravel in an orderly way. And it will be orderly because authorities will step in. But it is 1.132 now. It will be impactful, I think, Nick.
Couldn't agree with you more. Evening, Lindsay. Yeah, we have been fixating on it, but I think fixating, and rightly so. I mean, this is the most watched indicator. It is your value of your cost of money throughout the world, and you have to watch it. And when yields start ticking up, i.e. your cost of money becomes more expensive, in a world where we're awash with rates at zero and free money, you've got to take notice of it. And I'd say what I find quite interesting is when I look at the markets, there are three sort of key prices that you want to watch in the world economy. The 10-year treasury, which we just spoke about now, the US dollar, obviously, the reserve currency of the world, and oil as well. I think oil is an indicator because that's obviously the most traded commodity. So those are three things I watch sort of avidly. The first thing I do when I turn my screens in the morning.
Yeah.
So 1 year ago, yields were going down and going into negative. Oil was going down, and oil went into negative. And the dollar was going up, okay? So today, you have treasury yields going up, you have oil going up, and you have the dollar going down. This is, Lindsay, this is a huge reversal from what we're used to for decades. So when I see a market where interest rates are rising, currency is falling, alarm bells going off. This was an emerging market. You'd be running for the hills because that's not a pretty
sign. So you're saying the rules are being rewritten and the normal relationships are being unraveled. Is that what you're saying?
Couldn't agree with you more. Well, that is what I'm saying, if you agree with me. Because, I mean, this is a sign of like a sick emerging market. When interest rates are rising, currency is falling, if you look at something like Indonesia, look at South Africa, for example. If you have rising interest rates and a falling currency in SA, it's a signal that foreign investors are getting out because they don't like what's policy setting and all the rest of it. I mean, the US is acting like an unwell emerging market. But we kind of laugh about it because it's the reserve currency of choice and all the rest of it. But if you have to be honest, it's not a good story. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
It's not a good story. It's the biggest economy in the world, and unfortunately, it is. It doesn't matter how many algorithms and how many well-developed economic policies are in place. The population is split, and people still run their country.
Absolutely. And how about this, Lindsay? If I said to you, guess the country. You've got rising interest rates. You've got a falling currency. I'll even throw one other more for you. I mean, these guys might not even be running a fair election. Would you have ever said that would be America of today? No. Anyway, here's my rant for the moment.
Yeah, I just what's happening now is as well is that new footage of what happened last week in Washington D.C. is coming out, and some of the things that I'm seeing are just unbelievable. I mean, I know it was just a few thousand people.
It's unbelievable. You'd think it was fake. You'd think these pictures are doctored, but they're not. They're real.
Yeah, and I think Donald Trump Jr.'s wife, I don't know what her name is, she's a horrible, horrible individual, dancing away to a song called Gloria in the background and reveling in the mayhem. It's incredible. It could be
a really bad image of a soccer mom, like a Karen, as they call them.
Yes, exactly. Okay, let's have a look. Just tell me about the JSE stock market news, the stock exchange news service. I'm looking, trying to find something to get my teeth into.
Zero.
Absolutely nothing today.
Nothing. The only thing we do is we can thank, someone can send an email to Mr. Kursbecker and say thank you, because if it wasn't for NASPERS and process today, we would have been a lot worse off. They sort of kept the sort of floor under a rather red-looking screen. Process up 3.5%, NASPERS up 4.2%. But as I said, if it wasn't for that heavyweight, we'd have definitely been quite nicely in the red, unfortunately.
Thank you,
Mr. Becker.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. We'll come to those in a moment. Anyway, let's have a look at the spot prices. Dollar rand is 15.56. British pound against the rand let's call it 20. No, it's actually, let's not be unfair. 20.96. The euro rand is 18.90. The euro dollar is 121.45. British pound against the dollar, the sterling, the cable is 134.70. Give me the S&P, NASDAQ and Dow, if you would. I think they're coming off their lows.
They are coming off their lows. You were a little bit worse off, exactly right. Pretty about, I'd say 0.25% worse. So the current levels are the S&P future, which is the one to watch, 37.95. So 5 points under the 38 level, 800 level. We have the NASDAQ trading at 12,958, down 1%, under 13,000 now. And the Dow Jones Industrial, also key levels, also under that 31,000 level. So all under those big sort of round number levels, the Dow Jones currently down 0.5%.
Okay, the commodities now, if we can. The gold price has had a torrid week or so. It's currently $18.46, though, which is up $12 an ounce. The platinum price is down $28 to $10.38 an ounce. Where's palladium?
Palladium, give me a sec. So palladium is currently trading at down 0.63%, $14 down, 2,355.
And come in with Bitcoin now, please, which fell 21% yesterday. Where is it now, please?
Yeah, it's not as bad as that. It's getting a bit of a bounce. It's down 18% today.
on top of the 21% yesterday?
Yeah, 7,107. Can we get this numbers right? $7,200 down on the day. 3,200. So what is? Let me just work this out.
Where is it now? About 31,000. I never look at it. Where is it?
32,900. So it traded 4,300 on Saturday morning. So less 32,800.
It's a 40% move. No, 35% move.
No, not that bad. It's 32% down since Saturday.
Well, there we go.
A bit of a pullback.
Very close.
Well, how you can possibly tell me this can be a currency when it moves 32% down in 48 hours, I have no idea. Anyway, fun and games.
Robin Hood. Well done, Robin Hood. That's brilliant. But, I mean, I'm sure it has a value, but it really...
Or give or take 40% from one day to next. I mean, pick a number.
Exactly. The U.S. 10-year bond is 1.132 now, which is a 2.3% rise in the yield and fall in the price. What else have we got here? The crude oil price...
I was going to say, sorry, did you have a look at the tech shares as well?
Yes.
That seems to be where the kind of action is in the afternoon trading today. Twitter was down massively on the back of losing Mr. Trump. And, of course, there's all concerns about regulation coming in now. I think that's your big risk. So you've got the likes of Facebook down almost 4%. Tesla down 5% as well. Rumors of Apple tying up with Honda as well. So all of a sudden, our little high flyers... Oh, taking a little bit of pain today, so yeah, sorry for interrupting, but I think that's where the action is this afternoon is on in the tech space.
Interrupt as much as you like. West Texas is down 0.8% to $51.83 per barrel. That's the crude oil. Brent crude oil is $55.34 per barrel, which is a 1.2% move. So a little bit of a risk off. But as always, when we get excited about maybe a bit of action in the market and the markets start coming off, they bounce back again because there's so much money waiting to get in because people have missed out.
Yeah. I mean, the S&P case... of a case in point. I mean, it's sort of it opened up with on the back foot at 4:30 SA time, and it's traded down to traded under 3780, and it's bounced back almost 0.75% off its lows in the first hour.
Yeah.
I mean, this is obviously the trend that we've seen. I mean, at some point, you know, you're going to lose out buying the bounce. For now, that trend seems to be once again firmly in play.
Okay, let's have a look at what happened on the JSE Securities Exchange today. As we've established, there's nothing on the Stock Exchange News Service, but there has been some action, and the action is as follows when it comes to the top five and bottom five. As I refresh my screen, which should have updated now, I think it has. Let's have a look here, Nick. I've got Royal Bafokeng Platinum at 4.9%, Naspers, as you quite rightly pointed out, a 4.3% winner, and its sister or brother or both up nearly 4%. Sirius up 2.25%, and Santam up 2.2%. On the downside, Cartrack getting a horrible beating today, down 11.1%, Hammerson down 5%, Nedcor down nearly 4%, Telkom down nearly well, let's call it 3 2/3%, and ABSA down 3 1/3. So we've got that weaker rand exerting an influence on the banking sector, Nedco and ABSA being the ones.
Weaker rand once again in play. And at one point traded up at 15.60 up against the dollar. So, I mean, at one point, we're getting so used to these big swings, Lindsay, but I mean, 1.8% move in our currency today is quite significant, considering most guys are back at their desks. So, yeah, it's a decent move. So, if I had to look at the currencies, I had to look at the 10-year note we spoke about, I have to look at the VIX and a few other things, there's definitely an element of risk off in the background, maybe skewed a little bit by the S&Ps trying to go positive as we speak. But overall, I would say there's a little bit of caution to the full.
Get your calculator out now and put in the following numbers. 1450, 14.50 to 15.60. What is that in percentage terms, upside? In other words, that's the dollar upside against the rand. Because suddenly everyone's saying, well, the rand's going to 12.50, 13.50.
7.5.
It's a really, really big move for traders and for the economy. The rand has suddenly fallen on its head.
Yeah. I last week we were chatting with David about it, and I said, keep an eye on that, those credit default swaps that were trading on the Tuesday and the Wednesday.
Yes.
And someone was taking quite a big bet that there was Rand weakness coming. I wouldn't say default's the wrong word, but certainly Rand would be under pressure. And we had that huge move of three, almost the biggest move in 6 months on that day. And since then, we've continued to sell off. And I also noticed, I mean, we like to compare on the trading desk sort of apples with apples. And if you look at the emerging market currencies last week, I think you mentioned once or twice, it was very much a rand sell. Like Turkish lira was down a quarter, and you had a few of the other emerging market currencies a little bit weaker. Brazilian real down about 0.3%, and the rand was down like 1.5%. So we know the rand is the more liquid one to trade, but it was definitely rand sellers. And I just wonder if there's a bit of pressure building here. We've got Mr. Ramaphosa addressing South Africa tonight, 8 o'clock
again. What's happening this time?
Well, as far as I can understand, I think that under the Disaster Act, you have to renew your sort of lockdowns every 30 days or something like that, or every 15 days. I mean, I stand to be corrected. So yes. that expires. He's going to have to either renew it or cancel it today. So rumors are, once again, renewing it. And there might certainly be further lockdowns coming. So I do get the feeling that the Rand, it feels like the dam wants to open a bit here, the floodgates. Like you could see 16 before you see 15 in the near term. That's my gut feeling. Mm. Certainly the way it's trading against the crosses. And as I said, someone starting to play around in that credit default space makes me sort of my ears pop up a bit.
I think if you were patient and you just sat there and said, right, I'm just going to choose one asset class, one particular security, one particular instrument to trade. I think if you just traded the Rand and you were patient, and sometimes you could sit for two and a half, three, four months without doing anything, the Rand would be the easiest thing to trade in the world, because it becomes overvalued, then it becomes undervalued, and you just draw this line, this mean line of around about a 5-6% depreciation against the US dollar per year, and you just say, just bring it on. You're 19 to the US dollar, I'm a buyer of the Rand. You're 14.50 to the US dollar, I'm a buyer. If it was in a perfect world.
Yeah, and if I had to put my trading hat on, any of traders that are listening, it's a very nice instrument to trade. It's quite expensive to trade because the spreads are quite wide.
And it's expensive,
And you do get a currency that moves quite a lot. You know, it's moved 1.7% today. As a currency that is significant on something where you can trade one lot as $100,000, right? So if you look at something like the euro, which is the most traded currency in the world, it's moved 0.5%. Or the Japanese yen is a lovely product to trade, 0.3%. Rand has moved 6 times more on a percentage basis today than the major crosses. Huh. So it's a lovely currency to trade. In fact, I did some homework. It's very correlated to American markets, to the S&P 500, because it's a risk on and a risk off play. So it's a bit confusing for newbies that come in and go like, wow, South African market is poked, we must sell the Rand. It's actually more correlated to the sort of the risk on and the risk off play. So when the S&Ps rally, believe it or not, you actually get the Rand rallying with it. It's actually more correlated than people think. But as you said, it's a good observation, and it's actually quite a nice product for guys who want to trade the markets, get your teeth stuck into the rand. It's a fun product.
Okay. On that rather disturbing note.
If it loses money, do not email me.
Exactly, that's right. I have to put a new disclaimer on the show, yes, a currency disclaimer. Nick, give us the closing indices, please, on this very interesting Monday.
Oh, very interesting Monday. I can't quite believe it, given what the global markets are doing, but we actually close in the green in South Africa. I make this almost, I think, 6 days in a row.
Very good.
0.38% firmer, 63,759. That'll be your all share. Top 40 up 0.5% also, 58,707. Individual indices, it's a little bit skewed with heavyweight and NASPERS, because I've more green on my screen than red. But nevertheless, technology shares 3.48%. We know what that is. Consumer cyclicals are 0.3%. Healthcare also, Aspen had a good day today again at almost 140 Rand a share. Healthcare index up 0.35%. Energy shares are flat. And then the lag is basic materials down a quarter. When our financials had a bit of a rough day with that weaker Rand, 0.67%. And industrials also with that weaker Rand, down 1.76%. And then value traded today, yeah, guys are trickling back. Guys, bills to the desks. 19.130 billion rand value traded.
Not bad at all. And first real Monday of 2021. And that is the real Nick Kunze from Sunland Private Wealth. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. Nick will be back with me tomorrow morning for the opening. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.